The next municipal election is less than a year away, on Monday, October 24, 2022. Mayor Christian Provenzano has, on several occasions, said he would not seek a third term. On Wednesday, Provenzano confirmed to Sue Today that he will keep that commitment. When I ran for the first time in 2014, I said change was important, the mayor told us. When I ran for the second time in 2018, I said that I would only seek two terms. I still believe that change is important, and I also believe, strongly, in being true to my word. As I indicated prior to the 2018 election, I will not be seeking a third term. Being the mayor of our community is both a privilege and an honor. I'm deeply grateful for the opportunity, and I look forward to working with city council and city staff over the final year of this term. Provenzano said. So who is to ready to step up to replace Provenzano as the 27th mayor since Sue St. Marie's incorporation as a city in 1912? A Sue Today community poll taken last week found Ward 3 Count. Matthew Shoemaker to be, by far, the most likely candidate. Shoemaker got 32.97%, 993 votes, in our poll, followed by Ward 2's Luke Dufour at 12.32%, Sandra Hollingsroth at 9.36% and Donna Hilsinger at 8.40%. But today, no one was ready to announce concrete plans for a mayoral run. Here are the answers we received Wednesday from our 10 city councilors on their electoral ambitions, Ward 1 Count. Paul Christian: at this point, I have not decided on whether I will run for re-election. I have never had political aspirations beyond serving as a city councilor. I can say with certainty that I will not be seeking the office of mayor of Sault Ste. Marie. Ward 1 Count. Sandra Hollingsworth: some positive progress has been done, but more work is needed, so yes, most likely I will run for council. Ward 2 Count. Luke Dufour: my plan is to run for re-election in Ward 2 and, if successful, District of Sault Ste. Marie Social Services Administration Board Chair. I can't afford personally or financially to run for mayor at this time, and I believe that council as a whole needs strong, experienced members regardless of who the mayor is. Ward 2 Count. Lisa Vezo Allen: I fully intend to run for Ward 2 again. I am back living in the neighborhood that I grew up in, raised my kids in, and definitely enjoy the diversity that this ward brings. I hope to continue the important board and committee work that I am currently involved in, and plan to continue. I am not running for mayor. It has been a topic that others have brought forth, and is very flattering that I do have people who would support me. However, I have discussed with my family and reflected on what my goals are, both personal and professional, and know that I can best serve my community continuing the important ward work. Ward 3 Count. Donna Hilsinger: I'm enjoying my time working as a city councilor. I find it interesting and challenging, and I hope I am seen as making a contribution to our city. I've been thinking a lot about it, however I haven't yet decided what my plans are for next year's municipal election. Ward 3 Count. Matthew Shoemaker: I am definitely running in next year's election in some capacity. I have been encouraged to run for mayor but haven't made a final decision on that yet. I will be giving it more thought as the nomination period approaches. I have enjoyed my time on council and believe there remain big challenges we needs to tackle, but that our community has the capacity to be able to meet those challenges if we are all willing to put in the hard work necessary to do so. Ward 4 Count. Marchi Bruni: my intention is to run at this moment. Lots more to accomplish, our roads and infrastructure are weak, keeping our taxes as low as possible, continue representing the constituents in Ward 4 and continue being a strong advocate with mental health issues and representing city on Social Services Board. Ward 4 Count. Rick Nero: all I could offer at this time is that I am considering all of my options regarding this decision, and nothing is yet off the table. Ward 5 Count. Corey Gardy: I enjoy the work. Residents and staff have been great to work with. I haven't fully decided as of yet, but I'd say right now, I'm leaning yes to seeking a position on city council again. Ward 5 Count. Matthew Scott: I do intend to run for council again. I believe there is still, a lot, to be done on a lot of issues our city is facing.